I'm Bill Preston. My work is published under William Preston. Most of my work has appeared in Asimov's science fiction. I consider myself a writer of whatever it is that comes to me, and a lot of the times that's speculative fiction.
This is a continuing episode of a series with William Preston about Tales of the Old Man. The series started at episode 307. If you got behind, go to the archives to catch up. Cool. Yeah. Why is this the last old man story? Not, I mean, don't go into about the plot or spoilers, but you know, right. why did you decide when you, I assume when you wrote this, you started, you probably thought, okay, this is going to be the last one.
Yeah. So when I conceived of the initial story, helping them take the old man down, I thought it stood up by itself. But by the time it had come out, I had already realized that I had more stories to tell. And I wrote an outline of what the other stories would be, very briefly. I just had a broadly general notion. But this was always, in some way, the last story, the opening scene of discovering him, that he'd been shut away and that we're in the future and the catastrophes have occurred, that always felt to me like the end of the story. So it was a, there was an arc that I saw, again, before the first story was even published. And I have followed that. I thought it made sense to me. And when you read the story, I think it makes sense that it's the last story I should tell about this character. I did have one or two people say, well, you can, aren't there still going to be, sure, theoretically there can be. I'm done. I think I told the story, the long story that I wanted to tell. And I've seen what I'm interested in seeing about this character from various angles and through the perspectives of various other characters who are around him.
Yeah. Now, how do you see genre writing in your own work?
I often struggle to decide what a story is. I'll think, like, is this science fictional? Is it science fiction-y enough? In fact, when I wrote Helping Them Take the Old Man Down, I initially sent it somewhere other than Asimov science fiction, thinking, I don't know, it doesn't quite feel, I don't think it's maybe what they want. I sent it someplace else where it got rejected, and then I sent it to Sheila Williams at Asimov Science Fiction, and I told her, I said I had, and she'd published a couple other things of mine. But, you know, her response to me was something like, well, let me decide what is science fictional. And, I mean, I've written stories. I don't concern myself typically with genre, although as I made the point, when I was writing the old man stories, I did feel like I needed to hit elements of the pulp genre in terms of certain kinds of actions and certain sorts of structure. And those stories are all have science fictional and even fantastical elements to them. But to me, the question of genre is a question of marketing rather than a question of writing. American fiction, probably in its most original form, has its start with people like Poe and Hawthorne and Melville. And they're writing things that, you know, seriously, you can't classify those things. I mean, they're all over the place. And I think a lot of writers who aren't trying to write for a particular genre do play around with, well, what's accessible to me as a writer And what's interesting to me? What's the story I want to tell? And so I think about a story I want to tell, and then I kind of see, oh, it's got these sorts of elements in it. Huh, how about that? Who would enjoy that, and who might publish that? Which are separate questions from the writing of it.
Sci-Fi Thoughts wants to expand. We want to grow from not just your podcast player, but to spread to your coworkers, your family, and your friends.
But I haven't got any friends.
Why, you little... One, two, three. Oh, no, you don't. We know you've got friends who are into the science, who are into science fiction. These are the people who are playing Halo and Stellaris and other space games instead of watching college football. There are the ones in the NASA t-shirts who are busy inventing something with their 3D printers. Email them a link to this podcast. Send them a social media request. Heck, even speak to them and tell them that you've enjoyed the show. The main point is to impress upon them how much you enjoy Sci-Fi Thoughts. Tell them to go to the URL scifithoughts.space. Don't keep Sci-Fi Thoughts secret, because keeping secrets from science fiction fans just isn't nice. We've got goodies in the show notes. Check them out, and you will find links where you can find Tales of the Old Man, stories from William Preston, among other things such as his Blue Sky profile. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player for your easy access. But if you downloaded this from a website, then you can just go back to the website where you got the MP3 and you will see the show notes there. The series started at episode 307. If you're like my friend Dale Stewart and you missed the first episode, go back to scifithoughts.space and type into the search box 307 and you will find the start of the series there. Next episode, more William Preston.
There's a podcast I listen to called Backlisted, which deals with typically books that are no longer in publication. It's an English podcast. It's terrific. And one of the things they mention a lot is that a lot of the books that they seem to love are books that are about books.